Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So if you went to the Guardians game last night, which got delayed for hours, you have yourself a chance to go see another Guardians game. Now, there will be more information coming out later on today that will hopefully send out some information. Hopefully, they'll send out an email. That's why we didn't get an email last night, hopefully. Last night, the Guardians did win 2-1. Kyle Manzardo hit a bing bong. They ended up winning 2-1, got a nice win, finally, because the last...
Top of the ninth. Two bing and a bong, half, walk her off.
2.5 games were terrible. So they got one in the bottom of the ninth, and they ended up winning, and everything was great.
Class A had a nice ninth, right? Nice.
Gave up a hit, but fine.
Class A's 4-0 this year, guys. He's got the most wins on the team.
Are we going back to 2022 or 2023 where we were debating?
Well, I heard somebody talking about him the other day, and they were like, he had a season for the ages last year, and it's really hard to follow that up. He's not had a bad year this year.
Yes.
It's just not on the level of what the best year of his career was.
So is his shoulder fine now?
I don't know.
But a hush came over the room?
I am not a doctor, Ken.
Are they?
Doctors are doctors.
Because his shoulder was hurt, or he was experiencing soreness.
Yeah.
All it took was little bit of rest?
Only Class A can answer that one.
So has he lost the closer role officially,
no,
or no?
No.
He's
stop.
More the guy that goes and gets the win in the night.
Well, you wouldn't know because they've been getting their asses handed to him for the last 3 days.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know they haven't made like a declaration, but...
No, God, no. Anyway, back to the business at hand here. If you went to the game, if you scanned in, yes, I'm assuming if you scanned in. Let me read this.
And that's why I don't think we knew about it, because we're just seeing a screenshot, right, that Joe Noga put up.
This is from Joe Noga of the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com.
And it's a picture of the scoreboard.
And it's a scoreboard, and it says, fans, thank you for your patience as we have navigated the forecasted inclement weather this evening. Oh, that's a sentence. We apologize for the lengthy delay. To show our appreciation for fans of tonight's game, all ticket purchasers who were in attendance tonight will receive an email with details about a complimentary ticket offer tomorrow.
So if you scanned in and left early, here's your make good. If you scanned in and you stayed the whole time, thank you for staying.
And you also
have another
get
game.
Yeah, and you also
there
get
you
a
go.
Ticket. So
awesome.
You get two games of baseball. Hopefully this one starts on time and there's no...
Or
if there's a rain delay, actually there's rain.
And imagine if you also got a free ticket because you got the screws put to you for what happened earlier in the season.
Yeah. Well, what if you used...
With the cable situation.
What if the game that you chose was last night's game?
Ooh.
The gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
And maybe just...
The pay it forward ticket.
Maybe just give up on the going to the ballpark in 2025 and start anew in 2026. That's two in a row right there for you that's going against you. All right, what's your plan then? If Brian Baldinger can't give us a plan, what's your plan?
Oof.
I'm just starting Joe Flacco until they prove me otherwise. Until he proves that he's too old and that those guys can prove that one of them can take the job.
Yeah,
from
I guess here's the one issue, because I was with you. I've been with you throughout. Like, yeah,
prove
makes
it to
sense.
Me.
Makes sense to field. You know, the football team you want to field have Joe Flacco. You know. Try to approach the offense that you saw in the final, month and a half of the season when they went to the playoffs. See if it's still there. But when I hear everybody talking about, isn't the goal really just to get the quarterback in the following round or get the highest pick you can? And I know it's crazy to do that because guys are going to lose jobs, and that's so far from now. People, Kenny, in our audience, they're not going to be here a year from now. What do they care about waiting for a year? Well, what is the point of not trying to get the most out of either the two rookies you took this year or Kenny Pickett? I mean, I didn't want Kenny Pickett. You didn't want Kenny Pickett. I didn't want Dylan Gabriel. You didn't want Dylan Gabriel. It seemed like the people in Cleveland did not want these guys.
Does Kenny Pickett give you the best chance to win?
I don't think he's good. So no. But what I'm saying is,
I know what you're saying, and what Browns, I think you're saying is heresy.
When the Browns went and make that move, what was it, a fifth-round pick to get him?
Uh-huh.
They're taking a flyer to see if they can extract anything they can out of him.
So you're telling me I should just face facts and say that this season's going to be a lost season already?
I think we kind of knew that already. Vegas thinks that right now. They certainly do.
Well, Vegas thinks they think
you're
a lot of things.
You're tied for the second.
So everything I do is based on Vegas.
Super Bowl odds. It's you. It's the Giants number one, and it's you and what? Tennessee?
Are you betting on them right now?
I'm talking about the reality that Kevin Stefanski has to deal with. That's what I'm talking about here, man. They got to try to win football games. Who gives you the best chance to win football games off the top of your head? Turn on your mic. Let's go around the room. Mitch is in the other room. Go around the room. Who gives you the best chance to win football games right
now? It's probably Flacco.
Okay. Owen.
It's probably Flacco.
Flacco. Mitch, all right. Well done.
He didn't say probably. He said Flacco.
Flacco.
Four out of four guys on this show say Flacco. If he's the best guy that gives you a chance to win, then as of right now, he's your starter for the season. Guys, it's
but
simple.
But then I get to it's what's simple. The point of that?
But that's
what
also,
is the point?
The point of it is that you get to save the people in charge because you can't guarantee that they will be here after a bad season. I know there's been plenty of big brain people saying, oh, they don't have to worry about 2025. 2026, they'll still be back. You don't know what's going to happen in December. Did we think that Sasi Brown was going to get canned before he got canned? No. That was a surprise. Hugh Jackson, they intended on keeping him, and everybody was complaining that Hugh Jackson was still here. They fired Hugh Jackson during the season. That's exactly what they did. So you can't guarantee a damn thing. So you have to try to win. Plus, you've got guys who you've grown too close to. I know that nobody's probably seen Joe Bitonio out in public and have hung out with Joel Bitonio or know Joel Bitonio. Okay, Kevin Stefanski has. You owe it to your veterans, damn it. You got to be able to look those guys in the eye and tell them that this quarterback is better than they are or better than the one that they want.
There wouldn't be some edict.
It has to be a known thing.
Is there any chance there'd be an edict from the front office? Like, we have to see these guys to see what they have.
Yeah, once the season gets out of control.
Okay.
Do you think that, because I don't think that Joe Flacco is going to finish the year. I think that probably the wheels will come off.
When the wheels
come off, then the other guys can start. It's up. If you want a competition, damn it, make it a competition. Go take the job away from them. That's competition. Go take it. And if you can't take it, I'm not putting you out on the field. Prove it to yourself. Okay. Prove it to the coaches. And most importantly, prove it to the vets. Prove it to your teammates. Prove it to Denzel and Joel and Myles Garrett and all the other guys. Especially a guy like Myles Garrett who's been completely disenchanted with this entire experience.
By the way,
and is basically back for money and money only.
That's going to be the other thing.
Prove it to him.
We're going to be monitoring. We're not just going to be monitoring the play from the quarterbacks come training camp. We're going to be gauging body language. We're going to be gauging camaraderie. Are they rallying
Can't
behind?
Wait.
Today was goodbye language day for Shador.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.